Proclamation number 4652 of 27th of May, 1949. Receiving the announcements in an alert state. Light forces. You should accept the announcements from the spiritual kingdom with an alert mind. You should unite with me in thought and consciously expect my answer to every question you want answered. Thus let yourselves be instructed in full awareness through dialogue with me. For then my spirit will take effect in you. Whereas such proclamations have to be received with all caution which a person unconsciously accepts. Thus where the will is eliminated or is forced under its influence by a stronger will, by a spiritual power, because it does not defend itself, which it can very well do in a conscious state. People who are not introduced to spiritual knowledge are unable to judge whether the will is used by a good or bad force, and therefore they often accept error as truth, whereas they do not recognize pure truth as such. 28th of the 5th, 1949. Then they also portray proclamations as being given from above, because they certainly want to be in contact with forces of light, but by not complying with my requirements they deny these forces of light the influence themselves. But my requirement is to consciously enter into contact with me. Furthermore, my requirement is to also fulfill the conditions which result in a direct approach on my part, such as a way of life according to my will, a life of love, desire for truth, and now an inward listening in order to hear me. From this it follows that not everyone can hear my word, that therefore also receptions from the spiritual kingdom in an unconscious state require the fulfillment of these conditions if they want to lay claim to truth. 29th of the 5th, 1949. But usually people who abide by my conditions are strong-willed and therefore do not surrender their own will, so that spiritual forces cannot make use of it. Thus an unconscious state switches off. And the listeners have to distinguish whether the way of speaking of those who want to receive announcements from above is, so to speak, automatic, thus an external will obviously comes to light, or whether the person speaks naturally as if it were his own spiritual product. For I certainly express myself through the mouth of a human being. I certainly choose the form for my working, but never in a conspicuous way that the human being's nature appears completely changed. For the human being should be able to believe freely, and therefore I also let my form speak freely from itself, except that I put the words into its mouth. That I therefore speak through it myself after all. Why should Roman 1? If I want to speak through a form, turn this form into an automaton. You humans love extraordinary appearances and only then believe, even though the same is naturally offered to you. But you do not consider that I do not take from my works what characterizes them as my work, free will and the awareness of themselves. But if a spiritual being makes use of the human being's will, then it eliminates free will and the human being loses his self-awareness. This can never be regarded as my working, which is why I seriously warn against accepting explanations and teachings of this kind as truth. Although not everything needs to be wrong if the human being's will is seriously turned towards good, yet caution is always advised. For my adversary will always fight the truth, for which no means is too bad for him, and he will also try to assert himself disguised as an angel of light. Amen.